You are in for a treat on EPP 116 of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's one of those episodes where you hear a story that you never forget. Every once in a while, we get those. And this is one of those episodes. I'd say it's probably one of my top 10 all-time favorite EPP episodes. In it, we hear the story of unexplained noises that draw a young woman to the edge of a lake where she discovers the spirit of a deceased girl. Stick around. We'll give you a big preview of that here in just a minute. Plus, did the spirit of a deceased father visit his son late one night, bringing a feeling of peace and serenity? Unexplained lights and voices torment a mother and daughter deep in the night. Plus, a thrift store purchase comes with a bonus of heavy, dark, and ominous feelings.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. And you know what I was talking about earlier? You just, you know, every once in a while you get a story that just makes you go, wow, that was good. And honestly, the more we've done this show, you know, how many episodes in now? I think more than 1,000 episodes. It gets more and more difficult to have those moments because the bar just keeps getting set higher and higher for the stories. And I will say this one certainly reached the bar and went past it as far as a oh wow story. And there's quite a few good stories of this week's EPP bonus episode that me and Carol go through. Let me give you a little preview of the story that really just kind of blew me away. And if you want to hear the full thing, you sign up to be an EPP. That's an extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. That's where you get access every single week to our bonus episode. We create one bonus episode a week. It has some of our best stories in it. And it's exclusively for our supporters of our show, our EPPs, at $5 a month. Or you can sign up for a full year membership, get a month free, claim your spirit flask or a bunk bed bell, and a whole bunch of other extras there as well. You also get advanced access to all of our episodes as we make them weeks before they go public. So lots of cool extras there for only $5. And that's what supports our show and keeps it on the air. All right, without further ado, let's go into the story here. It starts out, this happened back when I was about 20. My now wife and I were still dating at the time. We had just finished up going on a date near where we both lived. It was a lake that all of us kids would go hang out at, even though we weren't supposed to do so after dark. The cops were strict about after dark loitering, but that never stopped us. The night was still. It was a warm summer evening, a slight breeze blowing through the tall reeds that lined the lakeside. My girlfriend and I were sitting in the car chatting and going over the events from our date. I looked out, rolled down the window at the clear skies above. Big full moon hung low and lit up the entire lake. Glints of moonlight danced on the surface of the water as the multitude of stars twinkled overhead. I remember thinking how perfect of a night this was. As we were talking, we heard music off in the distance. It sounded like a party being thrown deep in the state of the forest. Probably other young people from town enjoying this gorgeous night. We're going between listening and talking, and I noticed I could hear faint humming. It sounded closer than the music coming from the woods. I asked if she could hear it too, and she said she could only hear the party music. I shrugged it off, maybe muffled voices or bass coming from the stereo, and we continued talking. A short time later, I could hear humming again, except louder now. The hums were not in sync with the music from the woods, so I knew it couldn't be coming from over there. I turned and asked my girlfriend if she could hear it this time, and just from the look on her face, I knew she could. It was a look of confusion. Who would be here other than us at this hour by themselves? The most unsettling part was that it was the voice of what sounded like a young girl. I leaned out of the window to get a better listen. And sure enough, it was the voice of a young girl humming and softly singing down by the lake's edge. From our angle, we couldn't see the shore over the tall reeds and rocks. I listened closer and noticed that I could hear the water itself being moved and splashed as if she was playing in it, gently splashing around, enjoying her time. I told her I had to see what was going on. For a child to be out that late at night by themselves means there's something wrong, right? I stepped out of the vehicle and made my way to the edge of the parking lot closest to the lakeshore. The bank dipped down about 15 feet before the water. The humming was louder now. It seemed to grow louder the closer I got to the rocks. I leaned over one of the rocks and peered through the darkness. I could faintly make out the figure of a small girl crouched by the shore. She was running her hands back and forth through the water, playing. I took a step closer to see better. What happened to step on a stick that made a loud crackling sound? Instinctually, I crouched behind a rock, holding my breath, trying to stay quiet. My heart was beating so hard that I could hear it in my ears. Confused and a little embarrassed, being so afraid for no reason of a small girl playing and singing by herself, I mustered up the courage to peer back over the rock. To this day, I cannot explain what had me so frightened at first, seeing as she hadn't done anything to me yet. My eyes crested the rock. I squinted to try again to see through the darkness, and my eyes focused slowly. I started to make out the form of the same girl, now standing, facing me. Her head was tilted, looking out of curiosity. Her long black hair covering her face. I couldn't see her eyes, but knew she was looking at me. Her hands were aggressively outstretched by her side, and when I say aggressive, I meant that horror movie type of way, where the fingers are slightly curled, as if it were like claws of a ferocious animal ready to attack. I felt the fear creeping back into me. I called myself a wimp for being initially frightened, but now I saw that my gut had a good reason why. At the same time, my girlfriend was in the car, flashing the lights on and off to get my attention.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
All right, if you want to hear the rest of the story, why was the girlfriend flashing the lights? Was there something else out there that she could see that he couldn't while he was down by the water? I'll tell you the answer to that is yes. Find out what it was, how they got out of there, if they got out of there. Obviously, they did. They wrote the story. But what happened the rest of that evening? In this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 116 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Get it at ghostpodcast.com. With that, you'll get access to all 116 EPP bonus episodes, jam-packed with some of the best ghost stories we've ever told. Advanced access to all of our episodes as we release them weeks before they go public. Exclusive video content. So much more. It's all there at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month keeps our show on the air. If you like this thing, please support us and allow us to continue doing this program for you at ghostpodcast.com. Check it out. And thank you for the support. Ghost Podcast.